This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Breaking more than 2 years of silence, Special Counsel Robert Mueller explains part of his thinking in the Russia probe, AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Standing at a Justice Department podium, Mueller for the first time talked about the investigation and emphasized its findings did not exonerate President Trump, who continues insisting they did. Mueller's report did not accuse the president of obstructing justice, but it also did not clear him, with Mueller saying he was handcuffed by a Justice Department legal opinion that a sitting president cannot be indicted.
Charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider.
Mueller said if his team was certain the president did not commit a crime, it would have said so. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And there was reaction from both sides. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We're investigating and we are litigating. And we're going to, as we go down the path, make a decision based on the strongest possible case to get the best results for the American people.
But White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says it's time to move on.
We think the president has been fully and completely exonerated based on the fact there was no collusion, there was no conspiracy, and there was no obstruction.
Attorney General William Barr determined that President Trump could not be charged with obstruction based on the evidence uncovered by Mueller. That decision outraged Democrats who have accused the attorney general of misrepresenting Mueller's conclusions and have been pressing for the special counsel to testify before Congress. Israel's parliament voted early Thursday morning to dissolve itself and hold a second early election after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu failed to put together a coalition government. Lawmakers voted to hold a new vote on September 17th. Netanyahu missed a deadline to form a new government after winning the April 9th election. A disagreement with another conservative bloc prevented the coalition from being formed. This is VOA News. According to a report, President Trump's disdain for the late Senator John McCain extended to his Japan visit, although President Trump is denying it. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The White House wanted the USS John McCain moved out of sight during President Donald Trump's visit to Japan last weekend, according to a report of the Wall Street Journal. Citing an email it reviewed, the Wall Street Journal says an official with the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command relayed the instruction on May 15th to U.S. Navy and Air Force officials. Trump issued a denial on Twitter Wednesday night, but the Wall Street Journal reports photos it reviewed indicate a tarp was placed over the McCain name before Trump arrived in Tokyo. A spokesman for the U.S. 7th Fleet told the AP the tarp was removed by Saturday morning. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Seven people have been confirmed dead and as many as 21 remain missing early Thursday after a sightseeing boat carrying at least 30 South Korean passengers collided with another vessel and sank into the New River in downtown Budapest. Reuters' Mia Wormersley.
Flooding and strong currents in the water made the hunt for survivors extremely difficult. Searches were mounted for several kilometers downstream from Budapest, and all boat traffic was halted. In Seoul, the foreign ministry said there were 30 tourists and 3 tour guides aboard and a crew of 2 Hungarians.
Once again, I deeply apologize to the parties involved in the accident, families of the victims, and the people who were upset by the news report from this morning.
Initial reports suggest the boat crashed into another tourist vessel near the Hungarian Parliament building. It then turned over on the river, which had been flooding, as a rainstorm enveloped the capital city. The hull was found on the riverbed a few hundred meters from its usual mooring point.
That's Reuters' Mia Wormersley reporting. New satellite images show fields, orchards, and olive groves burning in northwest Syria, where the army has waged an assault against rebels in their last major stronghold. Reuters' Emily Wither.
The recent bombardment has killed over 200 civilians, injured over 700, and forced more than 300,000 people to flee since the end of April. The Syrian Civil Defense, also known as the White Helmets, are far too used to pulling people from the rubble. There are major concerns of a massacre if front lines inch forward. Idlib is home to an estimated 3 million people, more than half of whom have already been displaced at least once during the war. But this time, with Turkey's borders closed, they have no place left to escape to.
That is Reuters' Emily Wither reporting. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.